Welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Thessalonians. It's 2 Thessalonians, verses 9 through 12 in chapter 1. These will pay the penalty of eternal ruin, separated from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. When He comes to be glorified among His holy ones, and to be marveled at on the day among all who have believed, for our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of His calling, and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in Him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul tells us that those who do not acknowledge God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus, will pay the penalty of eternal ruin. Paul also reminds that every effort in faith will see Jesus as the answer to relate our fate. The grace of our Lord brings about the charity we begin to seek, wanting mercy to be shared with the weak, no matter the place we have to walk to seek. God is there in Christ as the meek. Here is where we have to believe, calling on our faith as everything to agree, captivating His hope in everyone you see, just by a smile that resonates redemption, that anyone can believe. We want every good purpose to know Jesus Christ. As our prayer becomes constant, for what we learn is that prayer without ceasing is truly our call. Praying for others, the belief that Jesus can and will overcome all the plights our society creates as might. Knowing in God all things are answered by the one and only one who died and rose for me and you. Believed true because of eyewitness testimony. Jesus is not a myth told in stories over centuries, but the one and only true God who came in the flesh, living miracle after miracle, healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the blind to see, then dying in silence, giving all to the sins He has repaired for humanity. For all eternity, He died and rose for you and me. This is what we need to believe. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, I'm sorry. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others, especially ask those who I've done anything wrong to in any time of my life. Say that I'm sorry, and I hope that I can be forgiven. I share You as my Lord and Savior, Lord, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel, and old Jeffrey. Praying for Jeffrey so hard, Lord, just help him find something he can love. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are dealing with this war in Ukraine. Its global effect, Lord, is overwhelming. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially our prayer warrior, Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name of poem comes from the study of 2 Thessalonians. It's chapter 1, it's verses 9 through 12, a three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Believer's Day Marveled, Once Holy Crusade. Ruin, eternal penalty, pay the disobeyed. Lord's present, separated, delayed. Power his, glory from the Lord not conveyed. Believer's day marveled, one's holy crusade. You pray for always, we. Believed testimony, believe, receive. Calling of God worthy, calling his, believe. Fulfillment, powerfully purpose, good, bring faith, conceive. Jesus' Lord's name remain, you glorified in him without shame. Grace accord, redemption we gain. Christ Jesus, our Lord and God, one in the same. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz Williams. It's July 10th, 2022. We're recording this morning at 6:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing today at the 7:49 mark, past the old thanks heavens for 7:11, Universal Utterings. We say hello and blessings to our good friend John and Marie. Closing today in the name of Jesus with prayer intentions that are always the same. Lord, have mercy on us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.